Let's start from page Kufnun Zayin. Let's do the Shionim Mutzion Mahalacha Batei Einayim glasses. I don't think we did this. Let's review some of the assertions of wearing glasses on Shabbos. We all know that you're allowed to wear glasses on Shabbos. Now there's a caveat, not 100%. Are you allowed to wear sunglasses, non-prescription sunglasses on Shabbos? Not so simple. It's not so simple. If you don't need them,
you might take them off.
Right? A lot of the prohibition of wearing things on Shabbos is you may come to take them off. So this is a machloikis. If you're allowed, if non-prescription sunglasses in the place, right, you might come to take it off. It's not so simple. What about, now this is very interesting, what about sunglasses, regular glasses? You don't see this too much anymore. Right, the switch, right?
The flip.
You connect your glasses and you flip. So believe it or not, that's 100% mutter. Because since it's, you're not going to take it off. Since it's permanently attached to your glasses, so when you're not using it, you flip it up. Flipping it up is no different than a hood.
Permanent.
What?
Permanent.
Even though it's not permanent, being that it's made to connect to the glasses, and they flip up, it's no different than a hood. You have a hood, you can zipper, you can open the zipper, you can close the zipper on a hood. So when the hood is zippered onto your coat, even though you can take off the zipper, it doesn't matter, you're allowed to wear the hood in the street, even when you're not wearing the hood. It's the same principle when it comes to glasses. If you have the flip-up lenses, you can have that attached to the glasses, and you can flip it up, flip it down. And even when you're not using them, it's dark outside, you're allowed to flip them up and walk with them in the street on Shabbos. Okay, now, what happens if the glasses are broken? Okay, let's say The side piece.
Temple.
The temple. It's called the temple? This? Although this is called the temple.
This. No.
That's the nose? Okay, so let's say the temple is broken. Some say yes, some say not. Some still be embarrassed. Like you said, you walk in the street, someone's going to see that your glasses are broken. You'll be embarrassed. You'll come to take it off. You'll come to carry it. So you're not allowed to wear a pair of glasses that are broken.
If you go to the temple, you're allowed to go to shul.
Okay, so it's a machlokes apoyskim if you're allowed to wear a pair of broken glasses. If one lens falls out, but you still have another lens, and you can use the glasses with the other lens. So, and you need it, so you're using it. Now to fix it.
Fix it.
We're not talking about fixing. We're talking about wearing the glass when it's broken. Some say yes, some say not. Again, sunglasses alone, l'chore not. You should not wear sunglasses if they're not prescription sunglasses. Even prescription sunglasses, partially problematic, not as bad, because you may come to take it off when it's too dark. If you're going in the street outside and it's very dark, you'll take it off. If you're going outside in the street, there's light outside, but who knows, in 5 minutes it may get cloudy, it may get dark, you don't need it, you may be inclined to take it off. Now what about those glass that change colors? I forgot what they're called. Whatever. No, they get dark when it's light outside. That is 100% mutter. And it's not a question of coloring. You're not doing any malacha. That's not called doing a malacha of noilad. Some want to say it's noilad because it's changing colors when there's more light, when there's less light. That's not true. That's not called noilad. And that is 100% mutter. Okay, let's see what he says. Shavuos halacha is gimel on page kufnun zayin on the bottom is gimel. But in ayim b'chayim. By the way, before you go further, there are two reasons why glass are mutter. Number one, it's part of your guf. It's tuffle to your guf, like a cane. You can't live without it. Number two, it becomes it's levisha. It's something that, it's a garment. Anything that's wrapped around your body is called a garment. Some want to say that a watch, even if the watch is not functional to a certain degree, it's called levush. I don't know if it's not functional, but it's a levush. Anything that's wrapped around your garment is a din of a beged. Or it's something that becomes not a din beged, it's tuffle to your body because you need it to walk. You can't see without it. Now, by the way, glasses that you don't necessarily need, that's not mutter. Some people have glasses that are reading glasses. We mentioned this last time. Reading glasses is also, you're not allowed to wear reading glasses because you don't need them the way you don't know them. In fact, they cause you harm when you're not reading. So you're not allowed to wear reading glasses in the street. But what about a person that has a very light prescription? And you don't always need it. You don't need the glasses. You can do without the glasses. Sometimes you do have the glasses, you don't have the glasses. So that indeed can be a very big shiloh if you're allowed to wear those type of glasses. sunglasses in the street. You may come, yeah. So regular sunglasses that are not prescription sunglasses should not be worn. Should not be worn. Prescription sunglasses, machlokes. Some say yes, some say not. The reason why yes is because they're prescription. I need them to see. I can't see without it. On the other hand, but what happens when it gets dark? When you never saw someone wear prescription sunglasses at night. You only wear prescription sunglasses when you're driving, when you're going in a place when there's a lot of light. So if you're going to wear on Shabbos, you're going to shul on Shabbos, you're wearing prescription sunglasses, and they don't, not the ones that change colors, just they're always dark. What happens if it gets very cloudy, and then you don't need them anymore? You're not. So you may be inclined at that time to take them off.
Women sometimes when they wear it at night, they keep the sunglasses in their hair.
Right. Like this.
Right, yes.
That's not mutter.
No,
wear your sunglasses that way.
No.
You're not wearing it by day.
No one says that. No. That's called carrying. That's a masoi. All the Israelis.
Yeah, they would.
Israel, this is like they come out of their mother's womb with sunglasses. Like this, right? Every Israeli has glasses like this, yeah. Right? Isn't that the way they live? It's not mutter on Shabbos. Sorry. That's not the way it goes. Look at the shin bed. The shin bed, they're always wearing a...
They got a wire.
Even the Secret Service also, they're always wearing sunglasses. Okay, let's take a look over here what it says in the bottom. We learned this, that you're not going to put it on your nose. We're talking about the sunglasses that have a... everyone see the monsters? Right, Mrs. Munster, she has the
monocle.
Right, that's what it's called. You hold it with your hand. That is awesome. That is called carrying. Dilma enough of the usher, you'll fall, you'll come to carry, you'll carry it. There's not, there's no temples, it's usher. The Ayah Mishnah Brewer, the Ayah Mishnah, Amit Sedek, Shakat Sadam Kain, Lost, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the A person does not wear glass the whole week, is not allowed to wear it. A person, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, if you don't wear it the whole week, you're not allowed to wear it now on Shabbos, because you'll come take it off, you'll come to carry it. The Ayah Mishnah, Shal Meshav, Shamat, the Lot says, Bimishkofim, Hayu Roykin, that means sunglasses. Sunglasses. Long neck, a hammer, look over high naim, Kumoy Chitter, a bach, lots say spear, ho ash, ho an, I don't know what that is, but gloves, Kabla gloves, the inland which surround the Raisa, VM cane, the coal chicane, the bar deal, dalalin, sunglasses, to
who.
What?
Glasses?
Duhu refuayin sham. Okay, these are glass that are necessary. Prescription glasses, l'choldeis, like we said, is for certainly mutter. The ayin b'shul b'din tzion shakasav gamkin l'hatim im kashur me'oizin l'oizin like a weed. Okay, now we're entering into the 20th century. When the glasses already connect to your ears, temples, then it's part of a lavush. It's not going to fall off. You're not going to take it off. There's no concern. It's a cane. It's a lavush. It's not falling off. It's mutter. The ayin b'shul m'chasalaz shakasav gamkin d'hamishkofayim heim tachshit l'ish. Pella. It's a tachshit. A fashion statement. V'imu m'chudik mutter lot says b'chem u'ulai b'ayaris k'dol shesamach riboy b'ikin b'chem tzor. He says he's not so happy with an ashusaram de oraisa. A sniff, you want to say it's only a caramelist, so then you can be making it stanam locha de oraisa in the worst scenario. But in the place where you have shishim riboy, it might be a ashusaram de oraisa, so then he holds you should be more careful.
Because some of the yeshivas don't let you wear fashion.
That's right. That's right, they don't.
So
it's okay, but there are still other reasons. It's still like a cane.
Yeah,
right. If it's because of a tachshit, you're right. Right.
You go fancy.
He's saying something very, very important. That it's. I once heard someone, a friend of mine, he has relatives, he has a lot of cousins that are Hasidim, and he says they're stifled. Like they gave the example, they can't even buy a nice pair of glasses. You have to buy, it's like one size fits all. You have to buy the same frame.
I was in Minton, all the Hasidic guys.
Okay, different types of Hasidim, right. They wear stylish glasses, right. Look, I saw an advertisement for Bekishus, right? Six new styles. Well, you think it's just the same thing? Everyone is, there's creativity, there's also expression, fashion. Okay. And the ones that are permanently attached to your head with around goes around your ears or into your ear, I don't know what that is. It's 100% mutter. That's a safer, it's a parish on the kids of Shulchan Aruch. This is not the mitzvah stavid from the kid from there's a safer called mitzvah stavid who wrote a parish on the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Sheheir mizeh the oisim shemasim al hachidim levad. Ein lohem shum heter. Glasses that only go on the nose and don't have anything attaching them to the ear, there is no heter whatsoever. They may fall off, or you may come to take it off. Next, let's go to halacha. Hey, that's where halacha achigar, a person who is lame, v'chein achoyle sh'amad mecholav, a achoyle who is in recovering, and he needs v'chein zakein muflok. He's 121 years old. A zakein muflok. She evsha loy klal lelech b'loy makel, cannot walk without a cane. Motor loy lelech b'makel b'yodo, is permitted to go with a stick with the makel in his hand on Shabbos and go from one rishus to the other rishus. Avol im evsha loy lelech b'loy makel. But if a person is in the middle, he's at a state where he doesn't need the makel at home. When he walks around in an enclosed area, he doesn't need the makel. He only takes it out during when he goes out into the street just for added security. Then he's machmir. Many people say the same thing, that if you don't absolutely need the cane, you're not allowed to take the cane with you in the street on Shabbos. V'chein hasuma also lot says b'makel be'ir she'ein b'sukenes be'eruvim. A suma is not allowed to go out with a makel in a street that does not have an eruv. Because that's not, it's not balancing his weight. It's just as a tool. It's a tool to guide him. So a tool to guide him is not considered tuffle to his body. It's considered that he's carrying a tool. See, you have a cane. The cane is your balance. That's me. The cane is one with me. But a sumo can walk without a cane. He doesn't need a cane to walk. He just needs. So then he shouldn't go. What? So
he shouldn't. How is it where to go?
So what?
If he goes without the cane,
people can hold.
So he shouldn't go. So it shouldn't go.
Well,
see, that's the chilak. That's the svar he's saying. He's saying is that a person that can't balance himself, it's part of me. That's my balancing act. A sumo can balance. He can walk. He can walk fine.
No. But
so I can't go to shul without a car. So it's like going to shul without a car. The distance for the shul to go to shul, it's 10 miles. There's no way I can go to shul unless I drive a car. So am I allowed to drive a car to go to shul?
But
this
is
really different.
Not a good
thing.
You can be driven.
I don't know. This is what it says.
So a blind man can't use his cane and rather stay home?
You should stay home. That's what it says. I don't remember. Rabbi Riviat.
Anyway, assume it's part of.
Maybe I wrote it down. What?
He's part of a mitzvah. So what do you mean?
Maybe I wrote it down. He does discuss the sumo.
Yeah.
Let me see if I wrote it down.
Somebody is holding on for balance happened to Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabin. Masha ain't came by a suma.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he's Rishus Yachid, he doesn't need it. A guy, the one that you described before, he needs it for balance.
Even in the Rishus Yachid. Exactly, that's what I'm trying to bring out. That a person that can't balance himself, so this is part of the way he lives. He lives on a daily basis. A suma can balance himself. He can walk around perfectly fine, as long as he's familiar with the environment. But why am I taking a cane in this? I'm not familiar with the environment. I need the environment to protect me from my surroundings. That's something external. That's something that is separate from you yourself. It's like different. You want to go use tools to do things that you normally can't do. So it seems to say here that you can't do it. I mean, he makes it very clear. I vaguely remember, let me just see if I wrote it down. I wrote it down 2 days ago. I went through the whole chapter. He spoke about a suma, but I don't remember what he said, if it was different than this.
Incorrect, yeah.
So a cane and plain eyeglasses are muksa.
I don't know if it's muksa. You can't say it's muksa because you can use
it. Eyeglasses, and you're in the house and you're putting on your plain eyeglasses. maybe you'll walk out with them.
No, you don't say that. You don't. You can say everything. I can't daven with a sitter because maybe I'll take. I like the sitter. I'll take the sitter out of the house. You don't say that. In when you're indoors and you have a utensil and that serves a function, a permissible function, it's 100% motive. I have a special pair of glasses that I hold in my hand on a stick, and I want to be able to read something, a magnifying glass. Of course, you can use it in the house. It's a utensil that is a permissible use indoors. You're not allowed to take it outside. Are we concerned that you're going to take it outside into the street? No, we're not concerned. So there's no problem. In the home, you rather use the cane because even though you can balance yourself, I just want a little bit extra protection, a little wobbly now. So of course, should I be concerned that once I put the cane in my hand, I'm going to walk out into the street? You need not be concerned. Okay, I can't find it. I don't see anything different here in my notes from what it says in Rabbi Riviat Seif, but it seems here to say that a Summa may not go out with a stick on Shabbos. V'chein Summa also Lot says b'makel b'ir she'ein mesukenes be'erif u'mi she'ein etzach klal l'makel also Lot says b'afilu b'okam she'esh erif mishum zilusa b'shabbos. This is another issue that if you don't need a makel, if you don't need it, so you're not allowed to use it no matter. But people have walking canes just for dignity, especially Rabbanim. It was common to have Rabbanim or people would even go with an umbrella. Right, Shatchanim. My father used to tell me.
So that
he
can go between two women.
What? They can go between what? To beat him up.
Two women.
What?
If you walk with a stick.
Yeah, it says that. I never heard that. Yeah.
You walk with a stick, there's no problem.
It never hurts such a thing.
That's why you have
no. Okay, okay, okay.
Rabbi Levine, I had a question. So there's a couple of them. It's a holy Zayir or something. It says if you walk with a stick.
With a stick?
Yeah, because then if the women come too close.
You beat them up.
That's called Tyrus Luxury.
No.
Okay, yeah.
We're not taking credit for that.
I can't hear.
That's all right for Shabbos.
Okay, that's Somet. It's Somet wheelchair.
What about regular wheelchairs? Like a stick?
The reasoning there
yeah.
was that people should live normal lives.
But there the person can't get around. It becomes part. That's a cane. A wheelchair is a cane. A wheelchair is a cane.
No, but for Suma, it's the same thing. Then you're saying that he can't have normal life on Shabbos. He can't go out. What's the difference? Sit outside.
He said that about
the Suma can go out. He just should go out with. He should go out with someone. Someone should go out with him. Someone. It's a different lumnus. A person that
somebody could have pushed the wheelchair.
Now, okay, let's discuss.
If he gets to a corner, if he doesn't have his cane, he's going to fall. So he needs it to balance also.
Oh, that's a different story.
Yeah, that's why they go with a cane.
No, you're talking about he can't see where he's going. No, that's different.
Well, that's what we're
talking about. Now, then he's going to trip and fall.
No, he uses a stick to point to see
the hal. It's a Mishnah Masech to Shabbos. A person who is an amputee. He's missing a limb. This now becomes an extension of their body. It's an extension, a person that is a Zokane. It's an extension of their body to use a cane, to have some type of a third assistance. But a Summa is a person that doesn't need assistance. He doesn't need assistance to balance his way to walk around. There's another problem. It's no different than if it's dark out. Let's say it's pitch black dark outside. Let's say it's the middle of the night. Let's give this example. It's in the middle of the night. There are no lights. There's a block out. I want to go to shul. The only way I can go to shul is I carry a flashlight. Carry a flashlight. The flashlight's already on. I'm not turning it on. The flashlight was like, yeah, it was a block. They tell you, keep the flashlight on. Okay, keep the flashlight on. Let the batteries burn out. Right? We had that with Hurricane Sandy. They told you to keep the flashlights on so the batteries will burn out. Big deal. So you lose a dollar. Keep it on for Shabbos. So I now want to go to shul. It's Friday night. It's pitch black dark. There's a blackout. I'm not allowed to carry. Well, I need to take the flashlight to illuminate the darkness. So it's not called carrying. It's an extension of my being. The flashlight. You never heard such a heter. You don't have a heter in the Mishnah. You're allowed to take a candle on Shabbos and walk around with a candle on Shabbos because it's not called carrying because I need the light to illuminate. No, you don't need anything. You can walk around. The environment is the problem. What? Okay, it's Havar. You're saying it's Havar. You put a glass around it.
They say the same thing.
The glare's not going to blow. It's a matter of carrying. The environment, there's a chesaron in the environment. The Summa, unfortunately, lacks eyesight. does that change his being? You want to say that this becomes his, it becomes his eyes, and it's an you want to say that the stick is an extension of his eyes. Okay, let me go back to Rabbi Yatsefa. Let me look it up. I'm gonna look it up. No, so the dog is much better. Dog, you're not carrying the dog. The dog is walking by itself. The dog carries, and the dog schleps you along. The dog just gives you guidance. So you're not carrying the dog is mutter. The dog is 100% mutter. You're not carrying the dog. Also chayna seyasatzma. Even if you were carrying the dog, you're not really carrying the dog. There's no prohibition. And now it's certainly if it's a matter of shiram deraisa, it's a shvus to shvus, the tzarch mitzvah, quality of life issues. A dog, you can combine a whole series of term to go a dog. Now let's talk about a wheelchair. Person needs a wheelchair. So a person needs a wheelchair can definitely wheel himself. Person needs a wheelchair can wheel himself. The problem is a person can't wheel himself. He's too weak. He's too weak to wheel himself. Or a person has a wheelchair and he needs someone to help him go up the steps or to go from one rishus to another rishus. So this is a real problem. It's a real problem in a place where there is no Erev, okay, where there is no Erev. It is a real problem for someone else to push the wheelchair. Rabbi Riviati differentiates that in many situations you're allowed... I forgot all the details. I have to refresh myself. It's only 2 days ago. I don't know. Everything just becomes a big chill into my head. But there are many situations where once the person already is in the street, you're allowed to push him. But you're not allowed to change him, to transfer him, to push the wheelchair from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Saram. From the street into the building, you can't push the wheelchair. That the person has to do himself. When you come to a curb is 100% mutter. A curb, you're not going anywhere. When you're going up and down the street, you're not going more than Dalet Amos. So that lechatchila, you're allowed to lift the wheelchair from the street to the gutter, from the gutter to the street. And even in certain conditions, if it's not a Rishus Saram deraisa, I think he says you're allowed to push the wheelchair as well.
Rishus to Rishus should be easier to push because then there are two people working on it. It's not one person.
Who's the second person? The person that's if he's assisting, if he's helping. But
it doesn't say how strong is the system. But if they're both working on it, then there's no malacha.
Okay, so this, okay, it's very complicated. Derech klal, but if you have a non-Jew solves the problem 100% of the time. You're allowed to have the minig olam is.
The problem also.
What? Of course, Erev solves. That goes without saying, Erev solves the problem. But let's say you're in a city where there is no Erev, so if there's a non-Jew is a solution. Now, even though the truth is, it's not so simple, but that's the minig olam. The Mikar Hadin, in a place, let's say you are of the opinion that Brooklyn is a Rishus Harabim Deiraisa. So telling a guy to move the wheelchair from the house to the street would be Amir Liakim and would be Osir. Technically, Riviat pretty much says that. He says that if you live in a place that's a Rishus from the Rice, it's probably alluding to Brooklyn, according to Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to have a guy wheel you on Shabbos. That's what he says. But that is definitely not the Minhag Olam. I've never heard of a situation where a Rav says that a person is limited, is not allowed to go on Shabbos. Obviously, we're makel when it comes to Amir Liakum. There are many leniencies in Amir Liakum, especially if you're not telling him to do it on Shabbos. There's a routine, and the guy is trained to do the routine. He's been trained before Shabbos. So when you tell a guy to do something before Shabbos, on Shabbos, that is already one layer of leniency. And then we're not necessarily machmir that Brooklyn is vaday or shusaram deraisa. Okay, you don't have to be so machmir in every single situation, especially when you have a tzarech, when a person needs mobility like every other person. Every person is entitled to mobility, and so there's no question about it that the minhag olam is that a non-Jew is allowed to do this on Shabbos. You see, I see very even chashur, very chashur rabbanim, very chashur Rashi Yeshiva and rabbanim. It's a known, well-known, publicized fact that they have non-Jews assisting them on Shabbos in such a way. Okay, but the one thing is for sure, if you're going in the streets and you don't hold up the Erev, the one thing is 100% certain, if you're going in the street and you don't use the Erev, and you see a person is wheeling himself, or he's being wheeled by someone that's helping him, and then you see the person is stuck. This, you see this every so often. You're going in the street, and you see someone get stuck. They come to the corner. They come to the corner, and there's a problem. And the assistant, the person that's helping, or the person by himself is willing himself, is stuck. So you, without any hesitation, even if you don't hold the air of his mutl chatchila, to help him move from where he is to get over the impediment, because you're not traveling more than Dalet Amos, you're not going 8 feet when you're going from the curb to down the curb, so you can get your hands dirty and help out, and it's not going to ruin the shidduchim. What?
Unless you want a title of chassid shaita.
Chassid shaita, right, right. Not helping a woman who falls down.
Why is Borough Park so good? No problem.
Chassidim. Borough Park is no different. Borough Park is absolutely no different than Flatbush. Rabbi Belsky is very vocal in this matter, according to Moshe. And in Borough Park is dominated by Chassidim. And Chassidim have a different set of poiskim. Chassidim never pretty much did not follow Rav Moshe even years ago. They have a different set of poiskim, but you know, even among the Chassidim there are different groups that also don't accept. They're split. They also do not accept the Erev in Borough Park, but there is a very significant number of poiskim of Chassidim who have a different set of poiskim. They do use the Erev, but it's not because it's a Borough Park versus Flatbush. It's just because of different demographics. Different group of people living there. Okay, let's go to, so this is, now here it says, Mishum Zilus of the Shabbos. Using a stick, even for a rav, it's Zilus the Shabbos to use a makil on Shabbos. Even technically, even in a place where there is an Erev, you don't use a walking stick on Shabbos. A walking stick on Shabbos is Zilusa de Shabbos. We have this, the Maisa. Okay, let's leave with that. Okay, let's go to the bottom. The Halacha Dalet on the bottom. Umi She'enoi Tzarech Klal L'makel. I'm going to Avram. Uve Ber Hetev. The Tachshit Im Ikara Lisa B'yodoi K'goin Makel Nakel Tifara. A gold cane, a whatever it is, also lenasa b'makom shein erev, doesn't make a difference. Just because it's an ornament, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. By the way, are you allowed to wear a badge on Shabbos? Let's say you're a policeman. You're a policeman and you're on duty on Shabbos, right? So it's a tachshit. Or you're a detective. What? Or so then you put on your
silver badge or a brass badge.
Or, I don't know. There's such a difference.
Yeah.
A detective. What does a detective have?
Silver.
No, a gold shield.
Gold shield.
A gold shield. And marshals, what do they have? Okay. Whatever. But whatever. Are you allowed? So the answer is, me'ikar hadin, you're allowed. Yes. Medals. It's attached to your garment. You're not carrying it. These things are tachshitim. They're better than a stick. A stick is something that you carry in your hand and you can let go. But a tachshit that is attached to your body, even though it's not ordinary, you have a badge. And not everyone has a badge. I have gold medals. So you want to go out, a general wants to go out on Shabbos to shul. We have a veteran. He wants to go to shul on Shabbos in his uniform with all of his medals. Purple hearts, right? He has three purple hearts. Three transplants. Heart surgeries. Three purple hearts. And he has a whole assortment of decorations. That is mutter lechatchila. That is even lechatchila. That's much better than a makel. A makel, even if the makel costs $10,000, or you stole it from a museum and it's worth $1 million, it's usser because you're holding it in your hand. You're carrying it. But something, a metal, a tachshit, that's attached to your body, that is in a category by itself. One thing I do not know, the Israelis, you always see they have berets. And their shoulders. Is that mutter asr? Are you allowed to know the hat? They have their hats. They stick it in their shoulder, in that loop in their shoulder. What?
Epaulette.
So is that mutter asr on Shabbos? Are you allowed to wear that? I do that on Shabbos. I don't know. Is it called shloike derech? Is that called a tachshit? See, I'm a soldier. I have it. That's the way you're supposed to dress. When you're not wearing your hat, you put it there. Is that a tachshit? Is that a masoy? I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's on one end. It's attached. You're not carrying. It's attached. On the other hand, maybe it's not called a tachshit. Maybe that's just a place where you put the hat when you're not wearing it. I don't know. I didn't see. Doesn't talk about it.
On Shabbos, you have to be on duty.
What?
Difference if he's on duty.
Because let's say you're on duty. You're on duties and you don't have to take the hat. I don't know what the protocol is. Maybe the protocol is you have to have it. Maybe you, I don't know. I'm sure it's in the manuals. In the Tzahal manuals, they have very detailed manuals, all the laws of Shabbos from the Rabbanut, all the halachas. Some of them look shlummy, but sometimes they are. I'm sure there's
ornamental weapons like a
no, you're not allowed.
A sword,
anything you carry,
no,
any tachshon.
It's attached to the sheath, you know.
It's
on his belt and it's hanging down.
I don't know. A holster, yeah. Come to shul with a gun on Shabbos. Who is davening Musaf? Who is getting shlishi today? Yeah. Yeah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to bring a weapon into a shul. Well, that is sakana. In Israel, it's a whole different world. Whole different situation. It's a takshet. A lapel pull is mutter. It's a takshet. Nice coming to shul with an American flag, American Israeli flag. It's a takshet, it's mutter. Or any type of woman. Or you wear a Mashiach, the Lubavitch, they now, all the Lubavitches, they have now, you see the Lubavitch, the new trend, Lubavitch, they have lapels, Mashiach. Mashiach. Some do, some don't.
And it's signed by the
rep. With a dollar bill hanging inside.
Alright, let's go further. So this is the law of a Tachshit. Okay, it's v'ayin b'eli rabba shematre divrei v'eltzu. So anything that you have to carry in your hand is those v'ayin b'eli rabba shematre divrei magnavram. The eli rabba appears to be matir. The eli rabba appears to say that there's a possibility that you're allowed to carry me'ikar hadin. You're allowed to carry an ornamental cane. V'ayin b'shulchan aruch hagoyin rav shom zalmin. The shulchan aruch harav. They are machmir, that it's osur. A women go out with fans. You hold in your hand, it's an ornament. You hold in your hand a fan. You ever see that? Women, they go out in the street holding a certain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're holding your hand. So holding in your hand a fan, ornamental fan. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
I said it's not as fashionable as it used to be.
Oh, certainly not. But women who go out holding in their hands tachshitim is the same thing as a man going out holding a cane as a tachshit. So it's machlokes. The Magen Avraham says osur, osur, osur. Whereas the Eli Rabba says not so fast. So he just points out that it's the same exact issue if holding a tachshit in your hand is problematic. Look, you know, you can make an argument holding a pocketbook. You know, I always hear scam. A woman, they always talk about a woman who comes to shul and they always hear that she came to shul, those the biggest nightmare. Oh, this woman came to shul with a pocketbook. Okay, what? So what's so terrible? So books. Okay, so who says this in books? Women, most women have pocketbooks just for style. They don't even have anything inside. Special Shabbos pocketbooks. So what's so terrible? It's style. It's just a fashion. So in Echnami, according to the Eli Rabba, it's not usher. The Morgan Avram says anything that you carry in your hand that's not attached to your body is usher. That's the Morgan Avram. But Eli Rabba says not so fast. So that then we go discuss this holding a fan, holding a pocketbook that has no mooks inside. L'chayr is the same. So tell me, Eric, you saw that's what they do by the more modern. Well, with pocketbooks without anything inside? Nothing inside. But there is an Erev. Wherever you go in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Erev. The whole Eretz Yisrael is one big Erev.
It's a sitter. They even have a pocketbook that looks like a sitter.
Okay, in a Hanami. Okay. Okay, but this you don't see this too much, at least I don't know, over here. Next. Ice space. Ayin oid sham. Bimogin Avram, Abala to Vival Uber Hatev. To me, Shaina Tsarkla, Lamakal, also lost his Baba Shabbos Abmokame, Ruven, who's lost the Shabbos. We mentioned that in the Kishon Aruch. Achu Makal, Teferis, Venois, Lachavan Mutter. So he says, not so fast. He says, even this, that the kids are quoted this halacha, that if you don't, that there's a new concept, that using a makal is Uvdo de Choyl. Going with a walking stick on Shabbos, that's what you do during the weekday. So it's not Lachloit Shabbos. It's not Shabbos stick to use a stick, so he says that's also not so simple. Maybe you have a special Shabbos stick. You have a stick for the weekday, and you have a stick for Shabbos. Other rabbis, so it's also not so simple. The Ayin Ber, and even in a place where there is an Erev, where there's no problem of carrying, it's just a question of Zilus to Shabbos, not so simple, you have a special Shabbos stick. The Ayin Ber Hetev, Shem Eldi Rabba, Lahok El Becholi, we mentioned Eldi Rabba already above, Eldi Rabba, the Mishnah Berurah always quotes Eldi Rabba, that's his favorite. I think he quotes Eldi Rabba more than he quotes anything else. The Mishnah Berurah is primarily a Likut. The Mishnah Berurah is Malakit. He's Malakit from the Magen Avraham, from the Taz, from the Gra, from the Eldi Rabba, from the Be'er Hetev. What is he Malakit? What?
Zalman.
Very rarely. Very, very rarely quotes from him. But in Echonami, he quotes from everyone. He's Malakit, he's Machriya, he decides which one is the Iker. And he quotes probably more from the Nani Kosn Eldi Rabba. And he says over here that it's Mutu B'cholinyin. It's not necessarily passing in this case because the Magen Avraham disagrees. V'ayin v'reite b'shem b'shem l'yab l'hoka b'cholinyin v'ayin b'shut noyd b'yehuda tanina. The Gamkein Nekel b'cholinyin is also made I feel b'makel sholeitz. It's the Lord Shach bo tachshit. Even a piece of wood, a stick of wood that's not a tachshit is also his Nekel. I feel walking Mutu v'chein kosa v'chein kosa v'chein kosa v'shut shalumeshiv the less b'mishim uvdu d'chol. There's no such problem of Udchol using a stick on Shabbos. The Ayin Berke Yosef Shevim Shem Haradvas Diyasa Gam Bakom Erev Mishum Uvdu Dechol in Echnam. He says, but V'chein Klasim Bagos Marasham Shem Haradvas V'chein Klasim Bateres Yishol Bateres Yishol in Hilcha Shabbos V'chein Klasim B'Mishnah Brura. Okay, so you see we have Machalik Sapoiskim the Kitz Shochnach is Machmir and so is the Mishnah Brura Gesundheit that there is an issue of Uvdu Dechol Halacha Vav. A person that is in chains, in other words, house arrest. Gesundheit. But house arrest means you're allowed to go to shul, but you have to show everyone that I guess the chain is very long.
Ankle
bracelets. You shouldn't run away. Whatever this is. Somehow the government. Is such a thing, really?
What?
I mean, today they have attached.
He was allowed down.
GPS.
11 o'clock, 11:30 to go diving.
Go diving, but he's being tracked.
And
ankle bracelets. Ankle bracelet, right? So ankle, al-khara, that's what he means. It's part of your body, and it's being tracked. GPS. There's a GPS little device. That's and they know exactly where he is. Exactly where he is, and if he goes out of the vicinity.
Is that allowed?
It seems yes. No, it's not. It's part of your body. It's part of your body. The ankle is a pacemaker. No, is a pacemaker muksa? Electronical device working 24/7. I'm not doing anything. What? So this is also. It's correction facility. It's corrective measures. It's not a punishment. Jail is not a punishment. It's a form of correction, improvement. Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-gof. All different types of a tikkun. So l'choritz mutter. An ankle, rachmana litzlan, loyal leinu. Rachmana litzlan, loyal leinu. An ankle bracelet is mutter.
Get out of the store.
I know someone that of course I know that's an extreme case that's even in the body itself. That's not, but this certainly is mut. It says here it's mut shalshos chains. Person is tied in chains because of some type of problem that he has with the government. Well, modern day application would be wearing an anklet bracelet. And I know someone that has this. He has a big tzaris, this person. And in the meantime, he's awaiting trial, and he's very limited where he can go. And every so often, they make exceptions. He can go to shul, he can go here, he can go there, go to a simcha, and he has this device attached. And I remember one time he went to the shul, he figured that there were two shuls where he lived. So the shul on the block itself, and he can go across the street. So one time he decided he can be megal. Instead of going on the same block, which was part of the agreement he had with the government, is to go across the street. Sure enough, the